My dearly beloved in Christ, today we have a wonderful feast of Saint James the Apostles. Now, we know that he is one of the three apostles that our Lord took when he went to the mountain to pray, and also and when he revealed to them the transfiguration of our Lord. Also, the same apostles, Saint John and Saint Peter, who witnessed, and Saint James witnessed the agonizing moment of our Lord in the Garden of Gethsemane. So, all that it's only Saint John who stayed with our Lord throughout his passion, and we know Saint Peter denied our Lord, and most of the apostles and disciples were scattered all over the place. But because of that event that Saint James witnessed, again it solidified his faith. So I believe it's King Herod of Agrippa who persecuted him of his faith. And he is so strong of his faith that instead that even his persecutor at the moment of his, the time of beheading, proclaimed to be a Christian, and both of them died together. And so we can see how, as our Lord said, that if you have a strong faith, that even you can move a mountain. So Saint James converted that his persecutor to the faith. And it's the epistle that struck me the most, as the book of Corinthians says here, that we are weak, but you are strong. And it reminds us of the wonderful gift of God, and that would be grace, because we all know that we are weak. We know from the catechism that it is we are inclined to sin because of the concupiscence, the effect of concupiscence. And so we are weak, and we know that. And so it's the grace of God that helps us to be strong. And that's why it's very important that from time to time we have to examine our conscience of the sin of pride and the virtue of humility. Now, we know that the catechism says that pride is an inordinate love of one's own excellence, an excessive self-esteem. And pride is something interior, and eventually it will manifest itself exteriorly. And our Lord said, everyone that exalts himself shall be humble, and he that humbles himself shall be exalted. And we know that, as the saying goes, that pride before it falls, because again, pride is so cunning. Little that you know, you already fall into pride. Now, humility is defined as the moral virtue which disposes us to appreciate and acknowledge our true possession with respect to God and our fellow men. So let us remember the importance of this fundamental virtue of humility, because we know that the gospel and epistle brought to us, again, it summarized pretty much the gospel and the epistle into one word, and that would be to practice humility, because we know that humility is the foundation of all virtues. Now, we know that there are many examples of saints that practice a tremendous humility. And again, we have to check ourselves, because from time to time we forget about ourselves, how weak we are. And we credit ourselves, we give credit ourselves when we do things that, good things. And little that we know, how easy it is to slip into pride and begin to think, to take credit and begin to take pride in the good things we do and the good works we perform. And as soon as we notice good works we do, we appreciate ourselves, we congratulate ourselves, instead of we give thanks to Almighty God. And we know, especially Saint Augustine, he's known for his brilliancy. But Saint Augustine one time was asked, what is the greatest virtue that the Christian can perform? He said that If you ask me which is the first virtue for a Christian, I tell you that is humility. If you ask me which is the second, I say to you it is humility. If you ask again which is the third, I will say that is humility. And as often as you ask me this question, I will always give you the same answer. So Saint Augustine, he knows how important to practice the virtue of humility, because we know that he lived a life of sin, and sin and God doesn't go together. And we know that when we practice humility, we have to suffer some sort of suffering. And that also brings us in today's gospel, how our Lord said that. So he asked them, "You know not what you ask. Can you drink the chalice that I shall drink?" They say to him, "We can." He said to them, "My chalice indeed you shall drink, but to sit on the right hand or left and left hand is not mine to give to you." So meaning that they will suffer if they will serve our Lord and follow his footstep. And that is something that we have to, again, remind ourselves that even though we have suffering and trial in our daily life, we have to realize that what we can ask ourselves, what am I fighting for? Because if we understand what we are fighting for, we will accept, we carry that cross, that trial with joy. And reminds me of the life of Saint Francis of Assisi. Now we all know, or most of us perhaps read or hear about his life, how he practiced the tremendous virtue of poverty. But before he practiced that wonderful virtue of poverty, he must go through trials. Remember how his father renounced him. Now, can you imagine your own father renounce you? And so he went through such suffering. But he knows that he has to fight, because he knows that if I overcome myself and I suffer for our Lord, I know that I will have heaven. And that is something that we have to ask ourselves. Do I understand well, or do I understand deeply enough what I am fighting for? Because whatever trials comes in our life, we will fight with joy. And any temptation comes in our daily life, we shall overcome it. And we will not have to take a second guess, or I will doubt myself, because we know that what we are fighting for. So that is something that we can ask ourselves today. Do I really understand what I am fighting for? And that is heaven. So if we understand what heaven will be like, as Saint Paul says, no one see it, no one hear it. And he remember that story that he was buffeted by Satan. He was taken to the third heaven, and that was only outside heaven, because we know that before we get to heaven, we must die. And Saint Paul has given the vision that was only outside heaven, and he cannot even explain himself how magnificent that place. So let us, as we reflect today the Mass of Saint James, how his faith is so great that it influenced his persecutor. And so the same thing with us. We know in our times, in our society today, we are surrounded by a society that's not living a God-centered life. So we must practice our faith more. And that's why we have to pray the virtue of faith daily. It must be the first thing we have to do in the morning. Also, we must never forget the virtue of, again, the grace of God, and also humility, because we know that there are three, we might say, enemies of our soul. And we know it's the devil, the flesh, and the world. And we know that, again, the world today is such a cunning, that there are so many enticement that lead us away from God. So we have to pray for the virtue of humility to see and realize how weak we are, that we must always constantly ask for the grace of God. So let us, as we again continue today the Mass, let us ask St. James to help us increase our faith, but also be thankful for Almighty God for the blessing we receive for our faith, but above all for the graces He gives us daily. And we must remember never to use the grace in a wrong way, because that grace can be taken at any moment. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen.